so they're older and they're standing in the hall and they have on all this Fat Tuesday garb. I mean, they have on the feathers and the big crazy hats and the masks.
They're going to go out in style.
Beads. I've got beads around my neck. We're sitting here and I just look up and the thought occurs to me, I'm going to die. And this is how they're going to find me.
This is how Holly's going to put me in the casket with these beads up all over me.
The beads on the golden retriever.
Did you have sequins?
The feathers are going to be flying.
Yes. I'll just add a few more, bedazzle up that thing and you know, the casket, and you'll be good to go.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink-toenail-painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Episode 25. It's our 25th anniversary.
I know. Well, you'd think we should celebrate. We need to do. I don't know.
I don't know either. We're definitely, actually, I've already looked ahead a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll definitely do something big at 50.
Okay.
Because that's going to hit right about, if we stay on track here, in August. So right about at our 1 year also, a little bit,
okay.
Like really close.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to do something special. I thought we might even have like a giveaway or something. I don't know.
Oh, we could do that.
I know.
Oh, there's.
Hey, everybody. We know you want to hear all about Joni spazzing again on her camera.
But I know.
That's okay.
Well.
They can't see you. They don't even know. So, yeah, welcome, guys, to Designer Cornbread, where, you know, as the little tagline goes, you know, two moms, six grown kids, two husbands. Friends for over 40 years and a lot of foolishness. So we got stuff.
Don't forget
to say.
The dogs.
The dog. Well, there's been
the dogs.
There's been so many. There's been so many doggos and all the doggos.
You're driving me nuts.
Okay. Oh no, that's not good. Yeah. So what's going on? How is your, you made it through crazy week number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crazy week number one is done. And I just want to tell you that I was in so much pain Friday night.
Oh. Why?
Listen, okay. So, you know, crazy week one, I had all kinds of activities and we had events and all that. But the reception that we had for a coach who I dearly love, and he's retiring. And so, I mean, I'm all in. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Well, I ask Coach Wes, he's not the one retiring. He's the principal. If we could have this reception.
Wes the Pest. Just say his name so we understand it.
Wes the Pest.
Okay.
If we could do it like right beside my culinary room, because I've got a little kind of restaurant-y room right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, I'd really rather do it in G1, which is the classroom right beside the gym, which is on the other end of the building from me. So I do have an outside like pathway between my room.
Yeah, I know where you mean.
To the to the back of the gym. Thankfully, so I didn't have to like roll food all through the gym and a basketball end up in the onion dip or So, but it was constant. I was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. There is no telling how many steps or miles.
You
I will say this.
Workout.
I did not have to come home and get on the treadmill.
I was just going to say, you were good. You were totally good.
You know, and I had two precious students who stayed and helped me, or I would have been there. And Ron Shank, God bless him, he came in during the boys came and started doing dishes. I would, there's no telling. I would have been there till midnight. Yeah, I still didn't get in bed till 1:30 as it is, but but I'm going to tell you that my dogs were barking. Meaning my
that
feet.
That means her feet. That's her feet. That's not her.
Not
actual
the other dogs
were
too. But I mean, I was in such pain. And so Saturday, you know, I needed really to be getting ready for Widow's Dinner. And I couldn't move Saturday. Oh. But I did. I went and helped somebody with a one-year-old birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was
I had to just wear like some big old Birkenstocks or something. Yes. Because like, your feet were just like, oh no, we're not doing it.
And we went in today. We finished cleaning today at school because I finally just walked out. There's still stuff, but it can wait.
It'll keep. That makes my feet hurt just thinking about it. It's so funny how the littlest, even if you think you have really comfortable shoes on, like if they don't have the right support on your arches.
I had on tennis shoes.
Yeah.
I had on tennis shoes. But legit. Still,
that much walking and doing all that, it'll take a toll when you're our age.
But the reception was fabulous. It was great. The food was great. We celebrated. We got him out of there in style.
And I'm sure that's the thing, is he's going to remember that. For the rest, you know what I mean? Oh, those things.
Whole family has been so appreciative, and they've texted me, they've put it on Facebook. Aww. They have, they've really been.
That means a lot. It means a lot to people and their family. Yeah. So that is wonderful. Look at you just being a little angel from above.
So we got got through that, and now we just have the Valentine's dinner and one more church meal, and
then you're
gonna lay down on the floor
this Thursday. You're crashing.
That's right. I'm crashing.
We've got it. We all have it on our calendar.
That's right.
Everybody of you who are listening, text her, send us messages on Thursday to pour cornbread and to see if she's okay. Let's check in on her. Do a little marked safer, you know, I'm alive or something on your social.
Marked safe from West the Pest.
Yes. For something. Why wasn't he down there schlepping that stuff with you?
I don't know. He just has to show up and look pretty.
Well, that's work. You know. That's work. Okay.
There's that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then you got a little bit, maybe a titch of rest and all that kind of good stuff. So it's beautiful here today. I'll tell you what, my windows are open. My house is burning up. I came in from my errands and I was like, oh, we have got to open it up in here.
It is 70 degrees here right now.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It's got to be in the
60s here. And it's going to be 70. Now, here's the bad thing.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
Well, it is going to rain. But on Thursday, we got a big old slamming cold front coming through. On the day this airs, I guess.
Yeah.
It's going to drop from 70 to like 31.
Yeah.
The last time that happened, we had an F5 tornado.
Okay.
That's the one that destroyed Caleb's, little school back. And, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, we're definitely going to pray against that. So you're right, though, when it drops that, it'll happen here that, in our part of the country, where you are and where we are, it's like that middle where
it's the battleground.
It can drop 30 degrees in a day, and it just you're like, what is going on? I haven't heard that here, but we'll see. I thought it was going to be, it might be Thursday. Yeah, I think Wednesday's going to be warm again. We get rain, and then everyone, these people are like, what are these old farts? They are talking about the weather.
The weather,
this
I know.
Is
how's your bursitis?
I mean, you know what? Stuff acts up. When a front comes in, my head hurts. I'm not kidding.
Let me tell you this last experience that I had, because this is all relatable, because this is coming up.
Okay.
So when the tornado hit, it was Fat Tuesday.
And it was right this time.
Yes. It was February the 5th is actually when it was. So I am having a party and all these people, and it's over at my mom's house because, it was bigger. Mm-hmm. And so all these people are there and all of a sudden, and I'm standing in the kitchen with, tornado sirens are going off. And so we get everybody in the hall, but here we're used to them going off and nothing really happening. And everybody's kind of standing in the hall. And I'm in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, all the air sucks out of the kitchen, and the door slams.
Yeah.
And I yell at Ron. I'm like, get in the hall, get in the hall, get in the hall, get the dog. So we got the golden, or he grabs the golden retriever, which is, sitting right outside the door.
Of course.
And then I get in the hall with everybody, and I'm standing there with this ginormous golden retriever on my lap. And I look up, and here's a couple of, it was Pete's parents, So they're older, and they're standing in the hall, and they have on all this Fat Tuesday garb. I mean, they have on the feathers and the big crazy hats and the masks.
They're going to go out in style.
I've got beads around my neck. We're sitting here, and I just look up, and the thought occurs to me, I'm going to die. And this is how they're going to find me.
This is how Holly's going to put me in the casket with these beads up all over me.
The beads on the golden retriever.
Did you have sequins?
The feathers are going to be flying.
Yes. I'll just add a few more, bedazzle up that thing and that's you know, right. the casket, and you'll that's be good right. to go. That is, I do remember that. I remember you telling me that. That's nuts. Oh, well, hopefully it nothing, anyway, it, you know, yeah. good grief.
Well, it's not Fat Tuesday. It won't happen on Fat Tuesday, so.
No, it'll happen on Ash Wednesday, and you'll all be.
No, we're still a week away.
Oh, we're a week away. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
We're still a week away.
Okay. That's right. I knew that. I know what's happening. I don't even know. I barely know what day it is. It's Monday because I'm talking to you.
That's but right.
Last week, that threw me off. Let's see. We didn't do, I'm trying to think what we did. I don't have a lot to, today I did some errands, got some paint because I got to make some more necklaces. I applied for a little market in April, so I got to make some. You'll be really proud of me. I'm making pink necklaces. The pink wooden bead.
So proud of you.
I know, because pink is big this, I mean, it's hey, big every it is, year, but, you but know it's what? A big also, color this year.
You need to have that in like, oh, when is, in the fall, we do like breast cancer awareness at all the ball games and stuff.
I think that's in October. I think that is. But then I'm into fall colors. Nobody
we have
wear pink
out all these. They do though. I mean, for all these pink out games and
oh gosh, okay, it's can't.
Yeah.
Well, and matter I've got of a couple fact, scarves I've got.
What? Matter of fact, yesterday in basketball, it was breast cancer awareness, and all the basketball team people had on pink outfits.
Well, how can it be breast cancer awareness then? And
I don't
the
know, but they're doing
it again in
they're
October
doing it for basketball too.
Oh, okay, okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, you got football in October, so now it's basketball, and they all wore them. And people in the crowd had on pink, so.
Okay, I'll take that under advisement. I'll take that under advisement.
We don't all wear black, Holly.
I know. Have you seen? I make a lot of colors. I wear very few colors, but I like looking at. I like. It's a weird thing, guys. It's a weird thing. So I went out and bought some paint because I had a few pinks, but I just know, A, it's springtime, and B, I think I'm seeing in a lot of fashion and a lot of store, you know, I'm seeing a lot of pink making its move. So I thought, you know what? I'll do some beautiful, like a whole
I'm fixing to go in there and buy some.
Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Go away. Yeah, so I did that today. And then we, of course, watched the Super Bowl, which we're going to talk about in a minute because I have questions for you.
Okay.
But I will let you know we're sitting there watching it, and I've started your blanket. I've started your Mississippi
Yay!
State Colors blanket.
Yeehaw!
And it's going to be snuggly. But I got all these big, it's made out of that really soft chenille kind of yarn.
Oh, it's my favorite.
So, I know. I kind of thought it was. I'm like, that's just so Joanie, and it'll be so soft. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it comes in these real giant skeins. You know, they're like ginormous. Yeah. And so, I don't know if you know, but when you have to take all those, which as Tim made a good point, he's like, why don't they come already done? You have to take those and like your granny did, you have to ball them up. You have to do them in a ball because they come in the skein, and you can't really, that's not good to work from because it doesn't pull out easily. The ball, you know, pulls as you're going, it pulls out easier. Anyway, so you have to take all those and roll them into balls. And so we were just sitting there, and I was doing it, and I'm like, oh, hey, Tim, I said, here, you do some, help me out if you don't mind. And we're just sitting there, and so he starts doing it, and I'll tell you what, it was hilarious. First of all, he's like, he was complaining the whole time. He was doing it. He was happy to do it, but he was like, oh, this is hard. And his hand, he was like, oh, my gosh, my arm. He was like, oh, my gosh, my arm is tired. And he would whip it, and he did it so tight, too. It's like a freaking bowling ball. I'm like, dude, you don't have to, like, cinch it down. But he was so funny. He's like, no wonder your neck and your arm are all cricked up. I'm like, well, I know. I've told you. He said, well, stop crafting. Anyway. And then he gets done with one and he tosses it at me for no reason, you know, as Tim does. He just throws things. It bounces off of me and it rolls and it almost bounces just right into the fireplace. The fireplace doors are open. It was going. And I was like, dude. And he jumped up so fast. I said, you almost burn up Joanie's yarn ball. You almost burnt Joanie's ball.
Don't burn my balls.
So that was a moment of excitement in our Super Bowl activity. Oh my gosh. Anyway, it was so funny because he's like, this hurts. This is hard. I'm like, I know. And the balls these ones get so big, I can't hardly hold. I mean, it's hard to hold them. I can kind of dig my nails into it and grip it. But anyway, it was hilarious. He's like, oh.
Well, tell Tim I appreciate him.
Yeah. So there you go. His
Thank
and then,
you, Timmy.
Then he had to. Then the ball had like ashes on it because it rolled literally up to the
It smells like wood ash.
It's going to smell like wood ash. And he grabs it and he's like, oh, and then he had ashes on it. So then he goes over and I hear him running water at the sink. Anyway, he couldn't just brush it off and he brings it back.
Oh my gosh.
And it's wet. You guys.
Okay.
I just wanted him. And then I went ahead and got out the next one and tossed it over him. Said, do this one. Cause he thought, you know, he might have thought he was done. But I was like, no. I will
not
take
after
your
that fiasco.
I know. Anyway, I was just glad it didn't go in the fire. Can you imagine if that big old chenille ball of yarn had just gone up in flames? Gosh, it smelled terrible probably. Anyway, that's my big excitement. So Super Bowl, did you watch? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Partly. So okay. Here's what happened is I just was sick yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I watched up till halftime I'm streaming it from my phone up to the TV. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, JB, you're going to have to take this over. And
yeah,
I'm going to bed.
And then, yeah. Well, so, that's understandable.
And then I went to, because I was just going to turn it on in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's on my account, JB Caleb and John Garrett.
There's no room left for the people that are paying.
And my mother.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden, so Ron, and I'm watching it, and Ron comes in and says, hey. I said, hey. He said, so listen, your mom must be watching too, because now JB and I can't get the game. I went, we got too many people on the account, too many people. Yep. And I went, mm-hmm. Okay. So fine. So once again,
you sacrificially gave for your family.
That's okay. I was taking a pill and going to bed.
You're like, I was out. Well, you missed a good, that was one of the best Super Bowl games I've seen in a long time.
I will say it really and truly. For one of the, you know, few times you had both. Yes. They were both the best in the league.
They were. They were both number one seeds. And it really, which is all I ever really want in a Super Bowl, to be honest. Yeah. Sometimes, I wanted the Chiefs to win. I really thought Philly was going to win.
I did too.
Because they have just been, and the Chiefs are so Mahomes dependent.
Yeah.
That
And I did see when he got hurt.
Yeah. And so
at that point, I just thought, oh, this is,
But it was a great one. It was a really, it was a fun, you know, so much scoring, and that was really, really fun. So, but two things. Okay. So, did you see the national anthem?
I did.
Oh, Chris Stapleton. Why is he so good?
I don't know, but he is.
I'm sorry. And everyone's freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Because obviously they've never heard him. Anyway, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, it's just Tennessee whiskey.
I know. That's one of our favorites.
I mean, it is. It's just, I love it.
But even his
song, let me just say that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, both.
I'm drinking my tea, Holly.
I know. Sure you are. Mm-hmm. Prove it. Yeah. And I've listened to some, you know, I mean, I'm not a super fan of it. Like, I don't go to, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't go to concerts and all that really, but you know, even his newer album, there's so many good, have you heard the song Arkansas where he's just jamming out to like basically road tripping through Arkansas?
Yes.
It's a banger.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is, and I stand by this. He is one of the greatest voices of our time, and I will fight you. I will fight anyone who says any different. Bring it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, he is. He's great.
He's fantastic. And he just got up there with his little sunglasses and his little guitar. And just sang it outstanding. So that made me happy. Everything was very patriotic focused, and I'm not going to get into a lot, but I'm just saying someone has heard their fans, and it was very lovely. Now, the other question I have, which you're going to say you didn't see it, did you watch the halftime show?
No, I did not, but I heard it was really good.
I wanted your opinion so bad. Why you got to let me down like this?
I was sick. And I'm still dragging. I mean, you hear my voice is like, oh.
She can sacrifice for her family, but not for you designer cornbread listeners. You heard it right here.
I know.
Sorry. Well, shoot, because I really did want, I wanted your, because Tim and I both thought it was, we both enjoyed it. I mean, we enjoyed it. We weren't like over the, you know, top, whatever, but we both, I watched it. I sat there and I thought the look
of it was clean. It was clean.
Well, let's just be honest. Like, I didn't see anyone's crotch, like up their panties. I didn't see it.
And is a huge improvement.
I feel like a winner.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not a huge Rihanna, you know, I don't really know her, so, but she's obviously been around and has done very well and all that kind of stuff. And she performed well. And again, she's like almost 9 months pregnant. Like she's seven or eight. She came out. And people are, of course, you know, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other, to be honest. But you know, it's like people are picking on her outfit. And I thought it was a red kind of over coverall, you know, hip, very cool. You could see her. But like you said, she was, it looked good on her. It looked cool. She was covered up. You know, I know she was pregnant. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying. I don't think anyone can do that show and not just get people commenting left and right.
People want to just poo-poo on everybody's party.
It's true. It's true. And people said it was like boring. And I was like, I thought the choreography, the use, they had things up in the air. Everything was very streamlined, which I actually liked. Now, you know, from my aesthetic opinion, it's always better to do something simple really well. You know, there were simple colors. There was the white blobby dancers, who were all very good. And also people are now calling them the Chinese balloons that she brought to the Super Bowl. Okay, that is funny. That is funny, I'm not gonna lie. It was very funny, but... You know, they were very, it was like one idea and then her in the red and you could see in the different, you know, moments of, I hate it when this thing beeps. I don't know how to make it stop. Moments of, you know, just the choreograph and how it all went and her different songs and all that. I, like I said, Tim and I both were like, okay, that was enjoyable. Yeah. That was entertaining. Yeah. There you go. So darn it, I wanted to get all your opinion, but now you just got mine.
There you go. I really am not a big halftime show watcher.
I'm not either, ever. They always drive me crazy.
I know. And they've always been so nasty and rude.
Well, you used to have to take your kids out of the room.
Yeah. And literally. And that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So it is ridiculous. So that in that sense, too, I'm like, I'm comparing it to some of that.
Right.
Going, hey, I'm not saying all the words were probably clean. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying whatever. But I didn't hear anything obvious. And then... You know, there was a little gyrations. There were some things. I mean, it was hip hop. Pop. It is what it is. Like my teenage kids could have been in there and I would not have been. Now, everyone to your own. Some people, there was no Satan worshiping symbolism. I'm just saying my standards are, I don't ask a lot. No crotchies and no Satan worshiping. And she did a good job singing. Like everything was on pitch. She wasn't pitchy. Everything was great. So. Yeah. Take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow.
Wow.
The Chiefs won.
They did. Can you imagine? Imagine being that mama? Kelsey?
No.
Because during the game is one thing when you don't know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
But at the end, either way, your heart is going to be literally cut in half because you're going to be rejoicing. For the one son and really feel so bad for your other kid. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Ugh.
I heard one of them said, he said, don't look at me during the corn toss. The corn toss? Welcome to cornbread. Designer. The corn
they should toss the corn. That'd be awesome. I want a corn toss.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me during the corn toss. Corn, I said it again.
I thought you meant to.
No, the coin.
It's a coin. It's
my gosh, I'm losing it.
I know it. That's all right. You're allowed.
Amid hectic week. I can't speak.
You're just along for the ride. I've got you. I'm going to carry along. I'm going to ask you questions. Okay. All right. I figured. So I'm like, I got a couple questions to talk to you, so you can just respond, and you don't have to think too hard. Good. Okay. So for some reason, I had a couple thoughts this week. About one was just simple. What is your, this is a real easy, this is nothing groundbreaking, but what is your go-to Cracker Barrel order of food? Now I've been with you a lot, so I kind of know, but I don't know. What's your go-to, like if you can only, your top one?
The vegetable plate.
Right. And again, she uses the word vegetable, guys, but that could be spiced apples. That could be What else could that be on your vegetable
macaroni
plate?
And cheese.
Macaroni and cheese are on the vegetable plate. So like the sides. There's a plate that you can just do sides.
Oh, I could do an entire like plate full of sides.
Yeah, they're good.
But I usually get like, I mean, if I'm going to get a meat, I get like they have like a grilled chicken. They change it up all the time.
They do.
Right now it's a maple chicken with like some bacon and cheese on top of it. No, I like that. Man, I'm all about the green beans and the carrots.
Those carrots and those green beans are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Ron Shank.
Well, Ron and I are the same, except not the same.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, mine is the chicken and dumplings. It used to be, it probably isn't now. I probably would try to do, but it the chicken and dumplings. But I would get the sides of like the carrots or the, and the green beans. I really like that. With the chicken and dumplings, and then the biscuit with the, I always get the apple butter. You have to ask them for the apple butter. It's delicious.
I like the honey. I get the honey.
Yeah.
Now Ron Shank gets the chicken and dumplings. Mm-hmm.
That's where the side, same, but now
with a side of chicken and dumplings.
With a side. So they just bring him a whole mess of chicken and dumplings.
I mean, he will eat the fool out of some chicken and dumplings.
And then he always, it's hilarious, because we've traveled a lot. So we together and taking kids back and forth to camp. So we have firsthand Cracker Barrel experience. He'll eat all them chicken and dumplings.
And then crash.
He crashes. He like.
And then I'm the one that has to drive through the dang mountains.
Yep. That's exactly right. We'll be going to camp. And it's the easy part of the drive at the beginning. Beautiful hills of Tennessee and just lovely rural area, and you know, Ron's like, I'll start, and he's driving, you know, and we get to Crossville or wherever.
He doesn't say I'll start, I can drive the whole way. I'm good to go the whole way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I am in my car driving the whole way, and then we get to eat, and then afterwards he's like, I can't, Joni, I can't drive, I can't move, I can't see. And it is. And that's right when we get into the mountains and to get to Asheville.
No, and those concrete walls. You got a concrete wall beside you. And then this big truck on the other side.
It's gosh.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
You almost just close your eyes and hope for the best. You're like, I think I'm in the right spot.
Yes.
You remember that story I told? Man, oh my gosh, this was so funny. This was one time going through that same spot. So you all know if you've traveled east on 40 through the Smoky Mountains.
It's just awful, period.
It is. It's terrible because it's a major trucking route. Yep. So it's just trucks everywhere.
Terrible.
And you're going into Asheville, and then you get right, you have to go through the, you go up the mountains and then down to get kind of down a little bit. Anyway, and the one year, a couple of different times I've taken my mother-in-law, Susan, has come with me to drop off or pick up the kids, depending on whatever, when I would go by myself, when Tim wouldn't go. And this was one time, this was probably the last time we went. And we were driving through those curves. I mean, there's such big curves. And like Joni said, there's like a concrete divider in the middle, like as there should be, because if you went over the line, you're going to like, And so you're right up against this concrete thing. And then you're trying to get on the left by the concrete because their little exits are very quick to get on. There's not a lot of room. It's mountains. So there's not a lot of room for like a big acceleration lane. So these little on-ramps come on from out of the holler down there, wherever those are. And these cars and things will be whipping up and then they're on. So you almost have to end up in the left lane a lot just to let people whip on. So we're driving.
And there's trucks. There's always
semis.
Yeah.
And they try to go. Most of them try.
Well, they can't.
But to get up and down those hills.
To get up those hills with their load is, God bless them.
It would be awful. And it's always, always nerve-wracking when you're driving along and then you see a cross. when you're driving on the part where there's not oncoming traffic, because it kind of divides in places because you're going through tunnels and all kinds of stuff. And then you'll see one of those braking ramps, like runaway truck ramps.
Yes.
And you're like, oh.
Yes.
You know, they build these huge ramps for if your brakes go and you know, you're a semi and you're just cruising along, you just kind of go up this hill. Anyway, we're driving around on this crazy road. My mother-in-law, she likes to drive with me. I'm like one of the few people she'll drive with because we kind of drive the same, which anyway. And and we're going. And for some reason, I think we had the windows down. I don't even know why the windows were down or the sunroof was open, something. And we're going. And all of a sudden, we're all along that wall. And this big old yellow bus, school bus comes up because there's rafting companies that do rafting and kayaking and all kinds of stuff. So they get on these big old yellow school buses loaded down with rafts on the top and all, and they get on to go wherever. Well, this little, you know, college kid driving this huge yellow school bus comes rooshing in on the on-ramp, and I'm like, hold on, Susan, and I'm yelling, and she's yelling, and she's literally just going, ah, and the little guy looks, and I'm laughing so hard, and the little guy just looks over at us. And he just was smiling. He's just like, what are you guys doing? And I'm going, ah. She's going, ah. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then you know what happens when I laugh really hard, Joni, when I'm driving.
She pees.
No, that is 100%. That's you.
No, she loses control.
I lose
her arms.
My muscle. I lose my motor skill, my fine motor skills. I can't hold on to the steering wheel.
It's always fun to make her laugh in the car.
It's the worst. Yeah. And Joni is the best at it. And she'll get me laughing so hard that I literally have to put my hands through the holes in the steer wheel so that I can kind of grip it.
The steer wheel.
Steer wheel. Oh, anyway. So that's our, why were we even talking about this?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Why do we talk about anything? I don't know.
I thought we were going somewhere with this.
We were talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, chicken and dumplings.
No, chicken and dumplings.
It was Ron not being able to drive through that because he's too tired.
Yeah, we're talking about Cracker Barrel.
That's it. Oh, you guys.
We love Cracker Barrel.
We do.
Cracker Barrel.
Please sponsor us, Cracker Barrel.
No.
We'll be so good. You could send us to every state and we could like do pictures and stuff with all
Yeah, we can.
Joni can try on all the.
Try on all the clothes.
Ponchos and all the clothes.
Yep.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yep. Okay. We'll sell your products.
Yeah, absolutely. We can really do it. Yep. We can do it. Okay, so that was it. I just was curious about the Cracker Barrel order on that. Then the other thing that I got to thinking about, and I don't know why I got to thinking about this, was You watched the show Designing Women back in the day, correct?
I did.
It was one of my favorite shows.
The Sugar Bakers.
It was one of my favorites. And those of you who are our age and a little younger, you absolutely know what we're talking about. But it was a show in the late 80s, early 90s, and it was about this designer, interior design firm in Georgia, in Atlanta, I think. And anyway, and the Sugar Baker sisters, and there was four main characters. So there's Julia and her sister Suzanne, and Charlene and Mary Jo. Those are the four main characters. And then there's a bunch of side characters and all that. So I got to thinking, what are our Venn diagram designer women, like who are we most, I'm going to say who I think you're most like.
Okay.
And you can think about which designer women are we most like. And it could be like a Venn diagram. That's what I'm saying. Like there could be, you know, So I was thinking,
you're Julia Sugarbaker. Oh. I don't have to think about it. That's exactly who you are.
How dare you?
You are.
No, well, that's what Tim said too. So it's probably right.
Uh-huh. Elegant, classy, opinionated.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You have some pretty, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, she.
No nonsense. Listen.
I know.
Yeah, she's going to tell you what it is, straight up.
She did. I always liked it when she went on her tirades.
I mean, and it was her thing. I mean, she was the designer.
Yeah. And then Mary Jo was too. And then Suzanne didn't really do anything. And and Charlene was the office manager. So, that could be. I also feel a little bit of... I feel like I might have a little Anthony in me. Remember Anthony?
Yes.
He was the greatest. He was their delivery man. He was an ex-con delivery man. And I feel like he was kind of no nonsense, but like very peaceable. Like, you know, he was great. Okay. So now you, I was really trying to think about it because I'm like, oh, well, their personalities, they all have different personalities. So like you said, Julia's kind of Julia. And then Suzanne is an ex-beauty queen. She was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Suzanne Sugarbaker was hilarious.
She went to Ole Miss.
That's right. Southern ex-beauty queen. remember her maid, Consuela? She would just yell at Consuela. And Consuela like hated her and did voodoo dolls on her and stuff. Oh my gosh, you guys. It's just the funniest show. And it's very political in a way. Like it, for the time, it hit on different issues, but they did it in such a delightful way that it was great. And then there's Charlene, who's just sweet. She's the office manager, kind of naive, but super sweet. You know, this lovely, whatever, tall, lovely person. And then Mary Jo Shively is the other designer, and she's a little spitfire. You know, I don't know. She's hard to describe, but like I can, she's super, like she's the other worker in there. So she does a lot of the stuff and deals with a lot, but she would always kind of get herself into precarious situations and all kinds of stuff. So I feel like you've got a lot of Mary Jo.
I feel like I'm a lot of Mary Jo is pretty sarcastic.
And she's got a sassy, that's what I mean. Yep. Like she's not, because at first I was like, are you Charlene? Because you're very nice. And you, I think you have a little Charlene. I think you're I think you're Mary Jo.
If Charlene and Mary Jo could have a love child.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That with, I'm going to add in just a titch of Bernice, the crazy neighbor.
I forgot about Bernice, the crazy neighbor. Yeah, I forgot about her.
She would just come in and they kind of had to take care of her. Uh-huh. But she was always into some crazy caper.
Yeah.
And so I got
the And I love crazy capers.
You do. I think you have a little teeny, it might be the Melba piece, but you got a little teeny Bernice in you. Okay. Mary Jo, a little Charlene, because you're very, you can be very nice and kind and all, and nurture, you know, Charlene's kind of really nurturing. And then we got a little, you got a little touch of Bernice. I think that's you.
There you Bernice.
Go. I love her. Oh my gosh. I do have a funny, well, not really a funny story, but, so did you know that Tim is related by marriage, if that is such a thing, to Linda Bloodworth Thomason, who wrote that show?
I did not know that.
So the writer of that show, Linda Bloodworth Thomason, she did several other shows again back in that time. And she's a very big, very political and, you know, pretty liberal kind of person. Whatever. That's fine. Anyway, so she grew up in Poplar Bluff. Down where Tim's mom grew up. She went to Poplar.
And that's where Charlene was from, and Carlene, her sister.
Exactly right. Charlene and Carlene.
Yeah.
Carlene was great too. Who played Carlene? On like
an episode, wasn't she? I mean, like on a season.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, yeah, she was right. She was great. You're right. They were from Poplar Bluff, the Poplar Bluff Mules. Go Mules. And so that whole Ozarkiness, that whole countryness, she grew up and went to high school in Poplar Bluff, and her brother, she had a brother, Randy, who, well, his name is really Ralph Randall Bloodworth, but we all called him Randy. He was known by Randy. And he stayed in Poplar Bluff, had a law firm, practiced law in Poplar Bluff for his whole entire career. Talk about your classic small town law firm. His brother was a circuit court judge, you know, just like your classic, if you can picture a movie. He was kind of a big guy, very jovial. I got to meet him a couple of times. Nice as can be, but a good old boy country lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, and had a cabin he loved on the Current River, and just exactly what you would think. Anyway, so that is her brother. And then This is so convoluted, but Tim's mom had a brother, Les, who married a wonderful lady, Jamie, and Jamie had a daughter from another marriage, Lee, who we know and love. Anyway, it's basically like a cousin to Tim. That's it. They grew up together and had a great time.
Yeah.
And so anyway, Jamie married Randy. And it was the second, his wife passed away in some point, and she lived in Poplar Bluff. She grew up, you know, was there in Poplar Bluff, and they got married. So Randy had, anyway, so somehow as I said, he's not really related to her at all, but we're just saying somehow convolutedly. But the funny thing is that somehow we got invited to a wedding, and I have no idea why we got invited. Tim's mom and dad got invited, but they invited us too. And we all got in our car and went over to wherever this wedding, I feel like it was in Illinois, And it was Randy's, one of his sons was getting married. I think it was Boomer. His nickname was Boomer. I mean, these people, it's right out of the, they're delightful.
Sounds like I'm right at home.
Yeah, yep, exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I believe it was Boomer was getting married. And so somehow we got invited. We went, and it was a shindig. I mean, it was tent, the flower. Mm. It was a beautiful, beautiful wedding. And I met Linda Bloodworth Thomason for a real quick second because she was there because it was her nephew getting married right there.
How about that?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but it was just hilarious because I'm like, isn't that the funniest story of like convoluted, like, okay, somehow in here, you're at a wedding for a Boomer who you don't know. And one of the people that made one of your favorite shows is just walking by you. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like, well, there you go.
Yep.
Shout out to Designing Women. I think I have those on DVD. I need to get a DVD player so I can watch them again.
It was such a great show. Did you ever watch, Gilmore Girls?
I didn't. I know that was such a big hit and I missed.
So Linda Vonderbrugge is actually the one who got me watching Gilmore Girls. Yep. I don't
know. How did she do that? How'd that come up?
I don't know. We were at the farm and she was talking about something. I said, I've never seen it. She said, go watch it.
Okay.
You've got to start watching. I loved it.
Okay. I did. It looks like something, I mean, it was so popular. I just missed, like you had someone kind of telling you it was good. It just wasn't something that hit where I was TV watching wise, age wise or something. I don't know, but it was good. Okay.
It was good.
Well, a lot of people really, 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 really like that one. So what were your other favorite shows from back in the day? Just curious, from back in like that Designing Women, not the old, old stuff, but kind of like, you know, late 80s. I don't know. I loved, this was not late, maybe this was earlier in the 80s. I loved Simon and Simon. Do you remember Simon and Simon?
Oh, yeah. I do remember Simon and Simon.
I love that show.
And we've talked about it before, Heart to Heart. I mean, absolutely. I'm still watching that now.
We can't stop.
I can't stop.
They got to solve the murder.
And, I don't know. Why'd you ask me all this stuff? You got to prepare me.
I know. I just was thinking about it. I don't know.
Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
I watched that one.
Uh-huh. My mom loved that one.
Yeah. Mine did too. My mama. Yep. She loved those. Well, no, I don't know that I watched just a whole lot of TV.
I mean, it was the only thing we had that's the thing. We didn't have a million channels cable was
right. I know, but you had,
Cosby, of course, was a classic. And I know,
he's Cosby. I liked Friends. That was on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Friends and Seinfeld. I did like Seinfeld.
I did like I definitely did. We were right at the age for Friends. We were right at like college, you know, new married kind of age. So that was hitting us right. And I loved that whole Friends NBC Thursday night lineup. It was always good because that was Cosby. That was when it was Cosby, A Different World, you know, all kinds of stuff. But then the 9 o'clock hour was ER.
ER, The Wonder Years.
Oh, The Wonder Years.
I had to Google late 80s shows.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, and then I didn't get into comedy. Like, after I got to a certain age, sitcoms just don't, I'm not a real big sitcom fan. I don't know why. I can't explain it. And I had to stop watching ER. That was an epic. In fact, I might go back and watch those.
Yeah, and some of those that I find that I'm like, can't miss after they go on for a while, I quit watching them. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, that's true. Cause you kind of get either your schedule changes so you can't get it on the third, you know, and you just kind of forget about it or something. I had to stop. I vividly remember when I kind of stopped watching ER, but it was after I had kids. Yeah. I just couldn't, the shows that had kids and parents dying and children in accidents, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And then, I mean, that's not my favorite, seeing kids hurt or dying or their parents die, you know, all the situations. It just was like, to me, I remember saying to Tim, I'm like, why is this entertainment to me? Like, and I understand it now. Like I watch stuff now watching, you know, murder mysteries that somehow entertains mm-hmm. me. So I don't know any more than to say having kids, just, I couldn't, it was too close. And I kept the empathy, like that you feel, and you really are feeling it yeah. with these people. And I'm like, I can't do this every day tonight, guys.
Yeah. It does when it would get to kids and you've got small kids. It's just, there's the Wonder Years. Sorry, I'm still looking. A lot of things. Remington Steele. Did you ever watch that? I don't know that I ever got
a little bit.
Remington Steele. For some Magnum P.I. Oh, I'm all in, baby.
Oh, Magnum P.I. And the thing about that show, too, is... I liked the shows that were, I guess the common core I can see with like Simon and Simon, mm-hmm. Magnum P.I., Heart to Heart a little bit, but they're funny. Like Magnum P.I. right. was hilarious. Higgins
yes.
and Magnum yep. and T.C., they were mm-hmm. funny. And same with Simon and Simon. They were hilarious. They were brothers yeah. who were detective people. And it was funny. I always, you know, in those shows, I wanted like an element of humor, so... It's a good old time.
They were good. I know one that I really, really, here's one that I really liked, and you may not have ever heard of it, and I can't find it on anything, is Ed.
Ed? Just Ed? Ed. Mr. Ed?
No, that's just the Ed. Name of it, was Ed.
Oh. Oh.
What's that guy's name? He owned a bowling alley.
Oh, that sounds right.
Ed, hang on, I'm going to Google it here.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, never Google ED.
Oh.
Ed TV show. That, whoops. Oh, gosh. Oh. Wow. That was an afternoon wake-up.
There's a tip for y'all.
Yeah. Okay. It was co-produced by David Letterman. What is that guy's name? Oh, Tom Cavanaugh.
Who's that?
You know, well, you know him if you saw him.
Okay.
And Julie Bowen was his love interest. And you'd know both of those if you saw him. But
okay.
It's so good, but I cannot find it, like, you know, on any of the old things. It was on NBC and ran from 2000 to 2004. Okay, I loved it.
So it had a few seasons. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was probably, Ed was one of my favorite ones.
That's so funny. It sounds vaguely familiar, but it's definitely not one that I watched a lot of, if I ever caught it. I feel like I saw commercials for it or something. So I'll go on a mission and I'll try to find Ed for you.
Okay.
Somebody find Ed for Joni. Mm-hmm. Donna, find Ed.
Donna, that's up to you.
Find Ed. Joni needs Ed. Oh, you guys.
Anyway. All right. Okay. We'll see.
I don't know what else to, we can, you know, move on to. I do have quite a few extensive top three situations, so we can do your recipe.
Okay. Well, let me throw one thing in here.
Okay.
I want to throw in how thrilled I am that Dak Prescott got the Man of the Year award.
He did.
And did you hear them booing him?
I did. And I was hoping that they were, like, I wasn't sure if they were saying Dak or something.
You know, I wasn't sure what they were saying, but I thought they were booing him. And I said something to JB. He went, oh, he said, yeah. He said, yeah, Pittsburgh hates Dallas.
Oh, okay.
And I went, well,
that's really rude, though,
still,
to do that.
That was rude.
Yeah, that's rude. Yeah. Because this is not a team. This is like a person getting an individual kind of award.
So, and then I also read, it's left me. Who's the guy that had the heart attack on the field?
Oh, yeah. He was there. Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin, his jacket that he had on was very, like, just blasphemous.
Oh, was it?
And Dak called him out on it.
Are you serious?
He's like, dude, you need to be thanking God.
To look. I noticed it was very bright. It was kind of like a leather jacket and had all kinds of stuff all over it, but I didn't.
It was like a disfigured Jesus and a weird crucifix or some sort of, I don't know.
Well, maybe he just got it and, you know, he didn't really realize what was going on. Because, the the Lord done healed you. It was nice to see him up and all. They had the whole medical people. Tim was bawling. Tim was tearing up before even the game started. I'm like, are you going to be okay? And then they showed some montage or something, and Tim's over there going, oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, and I have one other thing that I want to say.
Okay.
Silver Dollar City is shutting down Fire in the Hole.
Oh, I know. I saw that text from Bridgeforth. Does he listen to our podcast?
I don't know if he does.
You know what we need to do right now in honor of him? You ready?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to count down. Three, two, one.
David Bridgeforth.
Okay. There you go.
You just have to say his name out loud, guys.
Ever imagine when he was a camper that we'd be sitting here doing a podcast in 2023 actually say his name?
His name, yeah.
He would come up to us. He is this delightful camper. He's now a grown person. We understand
Wait.
Okay.
He was not delightful. He's delightful now.
That's what I mean. He's a delightful person now is what I meant.
As a camper.
He was a character. He terrorized us. He didn't terrorize me.
Hey, Holly. He's from Forest City.
Forest City, Arkansas.
Hey, Holly. He'd find whatever irritated you the most.
Yeah.
Which was Holly's was Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah. And like 15 million times a day.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. Hey, Holly. Holly. Like Andrew Dice Clay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, woman.
Hey, woman.
Yeah. You like Andrew Dice Clay.
No, David. I don't. And then he just walked off. He was a character and a half, and we adore him.
We do. We love him. But at one point, he said, hey, Donnie, Holly, one day y'all are just going to be like outside somewhere. And he's, y'all just say my name out loud.
Yeah.
And so now we do.
He would say it several times. Well, you're just years from now, and you're just sitting and you're in your rocking chair. You're in the aisle of the grocery store, just say my name. Just say David Bridgeforth. And if by gum, if we hadn't done it, we've done it mountains. We've done it.
I've done it on top of roller coasters. I've done it. I'll just be by myself somewhere. I'll be up on a roller coaster with Ron at the top of the peak, and I'll just go David Bridgeforth. And Ron's like, David, what?
What is going on? Yeah.
Where? He's like, where? And I said, I'm just saying his name.
We're just saying his name because it's our way of honoring our friend. That came up because he texted us and showed us that article that it is official that the Fire in the Hole, and we are all very upset. Can we protest that? Can I chain myself to something for that?
I don't want to badmouth Silver Dollar City. I love it. You know I love it. I've got dang season tickets to it. I love Silver Dollar City. But they're losing the charm of it, and they need to remember what makes them so much better than all these other theme parks instead of trying to be like them?
If they just put in all these newfangled rides that work right and aren't hokey,
what's the point?
I know. And I'm not saying we can't be these old. We cannot turn into these old farts that are like, change. Why is everything changing? Because, I mean, I know.
But that's history. I mean, that's what Silver Dollar City was. You know, it's based on the Ozarks.
If you're going to take the bald knobbers out of Silver Dollar City.
And
I mean,
you know, I'm ticked off.
I know. What we need to protest.
I am not happy.
What's a nice way we can protest?
Fix and go up there and get somebody's, you know, gun and shoot them in the long johns.
Okay. She didn't.
I don't mean that.
Okay.
Just go back to the pioneer days.
China, spy balloon. If you hear that, it's disregard. Disregard, spy balloon.
How they used to take those, rifles. You know, you see them shoot them in like the long johns in the bottom of it.
Okay, they always go, whoo, in there. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm going to protest. I'm going to, next time I go, I'm only going to get one
funnel cake.
No, one of the dumplings, the apple dumplings with ice cream. That's my protest. So, like, take that, Silver Dollar City. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
What are they going to, did they say anything about, like, what they were going to put in or do?
No, and they're doing some new roller coaster, inside roller coaster. But, man, I don't care. I don't care. They may call it Fire in the Hole, but,
I know, Joni, it's okay. We're gonna have a little counseling session.
I'm gonna go vomit on one of them. I'm gonna go ride a roller coaster I'm going to eat a bunch of. I'm
going to say David Bridgeforth and barf. I'm gonna
find whatever the Dave, whatever his name is, this is the new CEO or whatever. Jimmy. I'm going to go eat a bunch of funnel cakes. Then I'm going to go ride Wildfire. When I get off Wildfire, I'm going to vomit all over his shoes.
That is a good one, Joni. That's a good one.
And then I'm going to say, take that.
Take that. And I'm going to say, yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And then we're going to walk off.
And yell David Bridgeforth.
And yell David Bridgeforth as we go. Oh, my gosh, people. It's only a dream. Okay. All right. We gotta keep going here. Okay. What do you have all a right. recipe?
So for my widow's dinner, I am going to make a white chocolate raspberry almond cake.
Oh, I thought you were going to order that cake. You're going to make it?
I'm going to make it.
Ooh, okay.
And that sounds good. And I'm going to do a dark chocolate mousse cake. Mm. And so I think I'll post both of those recipes.
That sounds very good.
Or I'll have my students make it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have my child
my
labor.
Minions.
I'll
my have minions.
My child, my underage workforce make those for me. Okay.
That's right.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. They gotta learn.
They gotta learn.
And you can't be eating all that. What are they gonna do? Just sit there and waste? They might as well go to feeding the widders.
That's right.
Have you had any more say they're gonna come after their whole wine time fiasco?
No, we're still sticking at the 8. Okay. Maybe they listen to
it. 8's a good number, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a good number.
Yeah. Well, that's one table. You know, that's good. So I don't have to.
Yeah.
It'll be good. And after as crazy as my couple of weeks have been, that's good.
I think the Lord sent wine time to, he knew that you were going to need them to have wine time. Okay.
Well, and I was going to get just my regular china so I could, you know, stick it in the dishwasher, but it didn't look.
It didn't look good. You didn't like it.
No, I wanted it a little more formal. So now I'm going to have to hand wash, but it's okay. But I got my grandmama's china.
That's very special when, you know, it's worth getting those things out and using them.
It is.
Because it just makes you happy.
And it makes me feel like she's here. And it makes me feel like, you know, she'd be very pleased with what I'm doing.
That's what I was just going to say, was she would be very, very proud that that was being used for such a for such an awesome purpose. So, yay. Good job, Joni.
Thank you.
Okay. You ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay. This week I have a little theme. I have a little thematic top three. And surprise of all surprises, it's all based around lip products.
Woo!
So, and here's the reason. So this, I'm going to do three categories kind of, and I just have a couple, anyway, it'll go fast. But over about the past month, I've been really trying different things, trying to find really good products for very dry lips. Because my lips have been off the chart, like peeling dry, which they... Yeah. I don't know why. And I drink water for a while there. I wasn't, but even when I upped my water anyway, I was just having a really hard time. And I put stuff on them every night. I put balms on them all day long. Like good balm, like not yucky ones anyway. Mm-hmm. And they were just a mess. And so even wearing like lipstick and stuff, I just wanted something. I'm like, what's some products that I can wear, instead of lipstick that are going to give a little bit of color, but that are like really treatment-y and like really good for my poor dried up lips. So number one, this little category is kind of the lip treatments. So I have used and still really like a lip scrub. Now I wasn't using it a ton when they were really peely and whatever, because I want to be really gentle. But when I would need to, this is pretty gentle. And it's just Burt Bees conditioning lip scrub. And I'll have all these links. I'll send these out to you, Jones.
Okay.
So you don't have to look up anything.
Yep, so I don't have to sit here and make notes. Okay,
you don't.
Good.
I will send these all to you.
Okay.
And it's Burt's Bees. So it's just at wherever, you know, Walmart or whatever, in a little tub. And it's a really good, it's a very moisturizing scrub. It's not super harsh. Like you can feel the scrubbies, but then they kind of melt away and it leaves this nice conditioning on your lips and it's sort of gentle. So I really like that. And then the new thing that I just found, and I don't know where, someone recommended it on something I was watching. Some YouTube video or something. And it's just the e.l.f. e.l.f. brand makes a little tub and it's called Holy Hydration Lip Mask, which that's a great name.
That is a great name.
It's great. And it's $7. I don't know how much the Burt Bees. I think it might be like 10. I can't remember. But this little $7 elf little pot is a lip mask. So you put it on at night. I guess you could put it on anytime you were going to have it on for a long time if you were home all day or something. But I put it on at night. It comes with this little cool little tiny little blue spatula so you don't have to stick your finger all down in there, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And it is really good. Like, it's very good. It goes on really thick. I mean, it's a lip mask, you know. Really thick, feels really good. And when I wake up in the morning, I can still feel a little something there. Like, it's not gone away after all night of sleeping in that thing. So that has been outstanding. I love
that. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really good. I know it's still kind of dry, but I've been just on a mission this past since early January, because I'm just like, I've got to do something. Like, it got to where I didn't even want to wear regular lipsticks or anything, or even lip glosses, because I'm like, it's got to be something that has some nourishing ingredients in it, or I don't want to wear it. So then that brings me to a couple of really good colored lip balms. So not just a lip balm, not doing any kind of lip balms, whatever lip balm, I don't know. There's a million of those that are just the chapsticky, you know, Young Living has them, Mariluca probably does, whatever. But this is a colored lip balm, and it is from, it's a brand called Makeup by Mario, and it's at Sephora. So I don't know any more about it. I just was at Sephora, and I literally was like on a mission, kind of going through all the different lines and brands and, you know, really trying to see what would be a good, product that I don't mind paying a little bit more. If it's going to really help me and I can just wear it every day. So this was called their Moisture Glow Plumping Lip Serum by Mario. So I'm sure you can order it and I'll link it. And it runs $24. But it's really great. It comes in a tube. I don't know if you know, it's like those, it's really balmy. It comes in like a lipstick tube and you click it up, but it only clicks up enough, like you just click up enough for it to just put a little bit above the lip anyway, and you put that on your lips. You can't retract it. You guys know what I'm talking about. This kind of the new thing now, where it clicks up and you just get enough and it goes all over your lips and it literally comes off. It's not like a stick. It's like a balm. And the thing I liked about these was A, they felt good. They're full of all kinds of good moisturizing ingredients, but they also give color. Like, I don't want a lip balm that's just, I wanted something, like I said, to replace.
You want a little shimmer. Yeah.
Yeah,
a little,
or just something that looks like I have something on, but it's also really good for my lips. So these have like a really nice amount of color to them. And I was like, oh, okay. There you go. What are you laughing at? You were laughing at something a second ago. Go ahead.
I just texted David Bridgeforth and you.
Oh, that's what's dinging on my computer. Yeah, it's you.
It's Y'all, me. It's
my own co-host is sitting here dinging me on my computer.
My code name for YouTube, my text group name is Moon Pie.
That's the Moon Pie text
That's
thread.
The Moon Pie text yes. thread.
We have the Magnolias and the Moon Pie. Okay, that That's feels right. exactly. I'm like right in that Venn diagram. I'm probably more Moon Pie than Magnolia. But anyway, so that one is really good. And then kind of a budget alternative that I happened to find was a Wet n Wild. So we're talking $4.29. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
I know. Now we're getting somewhere. They have, it's called Wet n Wild Rose Comforting Lip Color. And it's a similar format as the Mario. The store where I was, I mean, they had like three colors. I looked online. There was a few more. But I got the color called Taffy Daddy.
Taffy Daddy.
Taffy Daddy.
That's going to be Tim's grandpa name.
Uh-huh. Oh, Taffy Daddy. Or just Taffy.
Taffy.
Give me some candy, Taffy. Can I have some of your funnel cake, Taffy?
Yes, you can.
Okay. I forgot to tell you. Hang on. The colors I got in the Mario one were, I literally got three, y'all. I know. Just go ahead and judge. It's fine. I got one and tried it and loved it. And I was like, okay. So I got Mauve Glow, and then there's Rosewood Glow, and there's Blush Glow. But they even have like a darker one. They have one that's like kind of darker. I didn't get that one, but they have really good nude ones, blah, blah, blah. Back to the Wet n Wild. It felt really similar. It felt similar to the Mario, not the same. It had a little, I want to say it had a little more sparkle to it maybe, but it's very neutral. Anyway, and it felt really pretty good for $4.29. I was like, there you go.
Okay.
All right. The last little category is just one thing I just found also on my, when I was at my Sephora research time. There was a lip crayon by Tarte. So Tarte is the brand, and it's their Tarte C, like ocean, like S-E-A, H2O balm. And it's into those kind of a stick, you know, like a crayon, like lip crayon kind of pencil thing, thick one. And it runs 21. I got the color Hang 10. And it has like, I want to say it has like hyaluronic acid. It's got really, again, I was looking for things that like have some really good ingredients in here that are going to help. And it has really good color. So it's more of a lipstick. Okay. So you got a lot of color. Felt really good. Felt really moisture-y. Stayed on, like, it just, it felt really good on my poor, sad.
Am I going to look like a clown?
Only if you buy a clown color, you know? I mean, and if you smear it all outside your lips, then yeah. I don't know what color. Oh, I got Hang 10. I already told you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I may get another one of those. I looked online and they had some other just pretty soft
I'm
going
to have to look because my lips are pretty chappy.
I'm telling you.
I don't
mine
know why.
Mine were bad. So get a couple of these products and just in the real basic colors that you can just wear all the time and just help them out because it was rough. I'm not going to lie.
So all right.
Wow. I know. Look at us.
Episode 25 in the books.
In the can. We did it. So what are you having for dinner tonight before we go?
I don't know because I have told because my table is set.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, everyone
and
get out.
And I'm about to, as soon as we get off of this, I'm fixing to go deep clean my kitchen. And I told my husband and JB that we're not eating at home.
Yep. Oh, good. They'll take you out.
We're going out. And we're not even going to, I said, we're not even going to get fast food and bring it in because then we'll have all the trash. We are going out to eat.
Right.
So
that's good. You've got a good plan. Good. So you don't even have to think about it. That's wonderful. All right. We'll go enjoy. And we will talk to you guys next week when who knows what might come up. We don't know. Could be anything.
Yeah. Y'all could just pray these widows don't get out of control.
Could be. We can't wait to hear. We can't wait to hear what happens when the wine time club comes and crashes the dinner. And they TP the yard. They roll her yard. And they get all crazy. And there's Boone's Farm wine bottles all over it. It'll be great. All right. We'll talk to you later, y'all. Goodbye, cornbread.
See ya. Corn dog.
At 3:09, and look at me remembering to write down the time. Oh man,
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Episode Thank 25. So we may be getting with it.
We may be getting
25.
Yeah,
I mean, we may finally be learning what we're doing.
We may, you know, don't
well,
don't count
maybe
on it.
We got a couple of tips. How's
don't
that?
Yeah, don't count on it 100%.